Morning.
Morning.
Happy Easter. I just want to let you know this morning that Margaret Davis is now out of hospital, and John and Margaret, we welcome visitors, but please phone first. Thank you. Thank you.
I invite you to stand for the Bible. Bringing life from death, bringing abundance from nothing, bringing confidence from doubt, it is the Lord. Loving the poor, the weak, the failed, loving the foreigner, the stranger, the unwanted, loving the people, both friends and opponents, it is the Lord. Calling us to take the risk, calling us to step out into deep waters, calling us to faith, it is the Lord. Changing the ordinary into the extraordinary, changing the obstacles into opportunities, changing our weakness into our great strength, it is the Lord. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen.
He is risen.
Thanks be to God. Christ is alive. We join to sing. Let us join to pray. Hidden Christ, we come to wait and watch at the tomb, peering fearfully into its shadowy depths, looking for you in the death of our dreams, Hidden Christ, we seek you. Risen Christ, you greet us in our fear and amazement, hope and expectation, chase away dread. Encountering you in the wonder of worship, risen Christ, we meet you. Beckoning Christ, you rouse us from our adoration and joy to meet you back in our everyday lives, to tell the story and share the faith that we have found. Beckoning Christ, we follow you. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not bring us into the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So let us listen for the word of God as we hear the story recorded for us in Matthew. And Denise Scorer will read this passage to us.
Matthew 28, 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the women. "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples. He has been raised from death, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I have told you." So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Peace be with you." They came up to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said to them. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
Today's special. Of course it is. But it is not special in the sense that an expensive painting is special, that you lock it away, that it's different from everything else. It's special in the sense that all days are special and that this day changes all the days. And some people think of resurrection as something dodgy to do with Jesus, associated with naivety and the fact that most Christians are actually a bit wet behind the ears, bless them. And this view allows people to be pessimistic and depressed. Yet life itself teaches us a different story. I apologize for my white Scottish Geordie accent on this But here it is. This is a poem by Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may tread me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides. Just like hopes springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Out from a past that's uprooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave, I rise, I rise, I rise. The last of the Mitford sisters, when she died, it said in her obituary that she had given birth 6 times and only had 3 live babies. She had 3 stillbirths. 3. Or the mother who was given her 1 baby daughter from the car when everybody else drowns. The question is, how do they get up the next morning and put their clothes on in the right order? Or your partner, your life partner of 50 years dies. How do you pay the gas bill and make sure that there's wholesome milk in the fridge? We know about resurrection. It is our experience every day. Not only through spring and the seasons, but within ourselves and within the people whose stories we hear and life that is around us. He hit her so hard that you could see the marks of his fist on her face. And yet the next day she got up and she had to take the kids to school. Resurrection is not some concept that is distant and miles away from us. It is something that we encounter daily. It is something that we know. It is not merely about life that is beyond this life. It is about now. It is about today. To live with a resurrection attitude that does not say everything is easy. It does not say that suffering does not happen. It says, in the middle of the pain of the cross, there is the potential for life. There has been death. There will be resurrection. Indeed, for there to be resurrection, there has to be death. We will take the cross seriously, so we will also know about the experience of resurrection. The question for us is, will we be shaped by the dark pessimism of our world? The Good Friday darkness that says, it is finished, so easily creeps into us. And is that our song? Or will we allow the light and life of Jesus to shape us and our thinking about others and about ourselves? And when he turns to look at us, and when he calls us by name at those moments, we know completely who we are. Tragedies happen. But the stories that people tell are of resilience through such dreadful times. The truth is, it is not that those who on paper have the easiest of lives have the best of lives and the happiest and the most joyful of lives. Strangely, actually, the opposite appears to be true. Let us pray. Easter God, we know what it feels like to go alone to the tomb, broken in the face of what has gone terribly wrong and cannot be changed, our pain matched by our hopelessness. Easter dares us to believe in a different scenario. And so we pray that we might be open to the possibility of the whirlwind that Mary experienced. So we pray for those whose lives are caught in the middle of a whirlwind today. Those whose bereavement looms large. Those whose pain feels that it will overwhelm them. Those who feel socially isolated. Those without work. Those on the edge of something. Lord Jesus, help us to remember the gardener turns out to be the Christ. The angels who tell us to leave our desolation behind and devote ourselves to telling of good news. We hold up those who feel overwhelmed by despair and ask that we would be among those who would be alongside them. And in your goodness, be Easter people for them. And for ourselves, this Easter, show us where we are committed to despair and challenge us. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Holy One, you have given yourself to us in Creator, in Christ, in the Spirit. We now give back to you. This money that seems so little, this worship that seems so small, these words that never quite get it right. Receive what we offer and transform it by the power of your Spirit into enough money, sufficient praise, worthy words for proclaiming and enhancing your peace, your justice, your love in our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Christian people, raise your song. We join to sing.
Hear the narrative of the institution of the Lord's Supper as it is recorded by St. Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So let us pray. We offer you thanks, Creator, Savior, Giver of life. From the beginning you have made yourself known. The heavens proclaimed your glory, and the earth sings your praise. In wisdom you made all that is, and you bless us with the bounty of us. You are merciful and gracious and abounding in love. Yet from our first days we have disobeyed your will. Long ago, You called to yourself a people to shine as a light, to guide all nations to your presence. You led them to freedom. You revealed to them your law and taught them through your prophets. Finally, you sent your promised Son, Jesus Christ, who shared our human nature and understood our weakness. Born of Mary, he shows forth our love by word and sign. Therefore, will all your people in heaven and on earth, we sing the triumphant hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. The Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. The bread which we break it is the communion of the body of Christ. Take, eat. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. Thank you. This cup is the new covenant in the blood of Christ shed for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it, all of you, in remembrance of him. Amen. Let us pray. God, of a love stronger than death, you have given us new birth into a living hope through the gift of your Son. God, with us, like a mother, you have fed us with yourself and strengthened us for journeying ahead. God of truth and power, you take our weakness and our sin and refashion us by grace. Gracious God, may the love which bids us welcome at this table gather all your children into one, in your eternal presence, whole and free at last. Amen. Let us sing our final hymn, Thine Be the Glory. After this hymn, our own minister Leslie, benediction for us.
Know that everybody is most welcome to stay for breakfast. It'd be great. Just in case anybody is not coming and staying around for the 11 o'clock, we've been given a whole load of chocolate bunnies. You know, people, you do get wacky gifts. So we've got them. And if you know anybody who could, you know, a friend or a neighbour or anybody, like, just do the wee cheery up. They're sitting by the pulpit over there. Please just help yourself. Take some away and give them away as a gift from Kingston Art Reformed Church. As Christ burst forth from the tomb, may new life burst forth from us and show itself in acts of love and healing to a hurting world. And may the same Christ who lives forever and is the source of new life keep our hearts rejoicing and grant us peace this day and always. Alleluia. Amen.